Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. This is Betsy McLaughlin. How are you all doing? They're in radio land. Oh my goodness, is anybody else having a lot of interesting things going on with their bodies? I certainly have. Yesterday was a perfect example. I felt fine, and then about 2 or maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon, all of a sudden, I didn't. And I was just so tired. I was absolutely exhausted. I could barely keep my eyes open. And what in the world is going on? So I wonder, what was interesting was a lot of my friends were saying the same thing. So that got me kind of looking at how connected we are, that we don't even realize we are, and tapping into all of that, like just all the change that's going on. I'm in the North American hemisphere. I was like, where am I? I forget. And with that, the weather's changing here. It's fall. It got really cold. We had frost. Everything kind of died out. And then we had a few days of beautiful, beautiful weather. And we had high winds. And now rain is coming back in. And it's just really, really interesting with all of that. You know, how aware are we with our bodies, and how does that impact everything? So with the weather, I wonder how aware you are and what maybe your body is showing you that you might not even know. So in looking at all of a sudden, I got so tired, I could barely keep my eyes open. And I had a choice. I could continue working. I'm fortunate that, you know, I'm at home and I could work from home. So I'm able to get up and walk around, go outside, get a breath of fresh air. I thought, well, do I require to take a nap, actually lay down for a little bit? I was so tired that I actually did. And not feeling guilty about it at all. It's like, okay, I'll just, you know, take a nap and see if that contributes to my body. And it did, you know, and then I woke up. And you guys ever, when you go to take a nap in the middle of the day and you wake up and you've slept really soundly and you kind of are disoriented and you're like, where am I? What's going on? What happened? What time is it? How long did I sleep? Well, I had all of those. And it was just really an interesting time. So looking at what was the exhaustion, you know, what was my body telling me? Did my body just require some time where I wasn't doing anything? Was she telling me something? Was it something else? And, you know, so in all of that, those are some questions that you could start playing with. And what, you know, whether you are listening for the first time to this radio show or you're a repeat listener, which either way, I'm very grateful that you're here and participating in this conversation. We talk a lot on the show about questions and how a question can change what's going on. It can change your point of view. It gives you other possibilities. So instead of going straight to, I'm so tired, I need to go to sleep, I asked a bunch of questions. And it can seem like, well, if you're tired, just go to sleep. But sometimes it could be something different. Or if you have a headache, and if I had a bad headache, I would go straight to the medicine cabinet and take some aspirin or Advil, just pop them down. I didn't know that there was other things that my body might be telling me. She might have been asking me for something else. Now, if I get a headache, which I don't really get too many headaches anymore, and I used to get them all the time. And as I've been playing with the energetic work that I play with and the questions, my body health has gotten way easier than it used to be. I rarely get sick, and I rarely get a headache. I used to get migraines all the time that would put me in bed for a couple of days. And they were so bad that if any of you have ever had a migraine, that, you know, where even somebody whispering sounds like they're screaming at the top of their lungs. And, you know, you just can't handle any noise. It's so intense and so loud. And you also can't handle the light. You know, so you're in the dark, in complete quiet, with your head absolutely pounding, feeling like somebody's hitting you on the side of a head of your head with a sledgehammer. So anyhow, I don't have those anymore either. And I'm so, so grateful for all of it. I don't have terrible body pains. Why am I talking about all of this? You might be asking yourself. I'm talking about all of this because I have learned that my body talks to me in all of these different ways. And I bet you guys, your body talks to you too. And then because we can speak a different language, we don't always know what our body is telling us. Anybody else have that? Like, I have no idea. You know, why do I all of a sudden have a headache coming out of left field? How come all of a sudden I'm exhausted, I can't keep my eyes open? How come all of a sudden I've got terrible knee pain? How come all of a sudden my back is killing me? You know, all of these different things that we have all experienced. Now I have these amazing questions that will open up other possibilities besides, excuse me, where I used to just go straight to, okay, my back hurts. Well, excuse me. Well, my back hurts, so I need to do XYZ. Or my knee hurts, I need to go X, ABC, whatever. You know, like all of the things that we have judged and decided, whatever this is, that it's a symptom, that it's this. Well, what if, and it could be, I'm not saying it's not, but it could be something else going on. So what are these other something else's? Here are some questions that you could start playing with these something else's. And excuse me for one second, I need to take a swig of water. So I don't want to keep coughing in your ears. What are some of the questions that you could ask? And And I'm actually asking you to look at that for you. I am not here telling you I have all the answers or I have all the questions. These are possibilities of different things that you could start asking, start playing with, and ask you as you start asking questions, others will pop in. So let's use an example of a headache. Do any of you, are any of you sensitive to the weather, the change in the weather, the barometric pressure? Are any of you sensitive to that? I finally realized that my body tells me when the weather's going to change, you know, when it's going to rain. How does my body tell me that? Well, sometimes it's a headache. Sometimes I kind of feel achy, you know, in my joints and different things. Sometimes I get actually, I swell up. And so when I started looking at what my body was doing and asking these questions, like, oh, okay, I have a friend who, no matter where in the world it happens, if there's an earthquake, her body tells her through different ways. And she's been like, oh, and so now she tracks it. And it's actually kind of, you know, she laughs about it saying, oh, there's another earthquake. So what is your body telling you that you maybe have never asked these questions? So it, maybe it's hurricanes. Maybe it's earthquakes, maybe it's, who knows, right? And this might sound really far out there, and if you're willing to actually drop your points of view about how far out there it is and look at it for you, it may or may not apply. I don't know. And for me, I'm always playing and asking these questions to see what might show up or what awarenesses I might get that I didn't have yesterday. So one of the questions that I love playing with, instead of what is wrong with my body, what, you know, how come I have another headache? Here we go again. This better not turn into a migraine, you know, and some of the things that I used to do. What's wrong with me? Yes, that is a question because there's a question mark at the end of the sentence, but it's not a question that is designed to have other possibilities show up. I'm talking about the kind of questions like, one of my favorites, what is right about this? What is right about this I might not be getting? What's right about this I'm not getting is has a different flavor, if you will, than what is wrong with me. Can you see the difference? What is right about this I'm not getting? Okay, that's one. Let me think, what else? How much fun could I have with this? Now that's another one. Well, why would you want to have fun with anything that you're getting is like an intensity or something? Well, and I really am just saying, well, and then how much fun could I have with this headache? Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of a really weird question. And with that, who knows what might show up? So what could you actually do to contribute to your amazing body? What questions could you ask? And if any of the questions that I'm asking here today actually might trigger some other ideas, and the willingness to explore, to play, to maybe go somewhere where you've never gone before. And in that, what else truly is possible? And how does that, okay, I'm going back to the body again. Apparently I'm talking about bodies today. When I asked the question yesterday of what is right about this, I might not be getting, because I went for a second. Yes, I did. I went to the wrongness of it. I have all these things to do, and what the heck is going on? And then I went, wait a minute, hold on a second. What is right about this? I might not be getting. It's like, oh, okay. Well, is it critical that you have to do this right now, or could you come back in a couple hours? Yeah, I could come back in a couple hours. Okay, cool. All right, awesome. What is your body showing you? So with all of the changes going on in the world right now, what is your body showing you?
So it could be weather.
It could be something completely different. The weather was just one idea here. What else could it be? Could it be you're aware of everybody around you? We're all connected, you guys. That is something that we do not realize how connected we are. I'll give you some examples. How often have you thought about somebody, and the next thing you know, the phone is ringing, or you're getting a text or an email from the very person you were just thinking about? Or you call them and they say, oh my God, I was just thinking about you. We're connected. Have you ever gotten a text or a phone call? My son calls me. When he says, hi, Mom, I know instantly where he is energetically. I know if he's happy. I know if he's upset about something. I know if he's calling me, asking me for a favor. Like, just from hi, Mom. Okay. Right? So how much do we have that connection with everybody? And then how does that go back to our bodies and what our bodies are showing us? All right, you guys, we are listening to Imperfect Brilliance today, where we're talking about all things bodies and what else is possible. We'll be back after this break. Thank you so much.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Are you looking to change anything in your life? To have an even greater appreciation of everything around you? Would you enjoy having a life of more joy and greater abundance? And explore what is possible for you? My name is Betsy McLaughlin, and I invite you to explore simple and pragmatic tools that I share on my radio show, Imperfect Brilliance. I know firsthand that you can change anything. We explore tools and questions with amazing guests, offering all kinds of conversations on living your best life. I invite you to listen in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to Imperfect Brilliance. Consider a coaching call with me and let's explore what you would like your life to be like. Visit my website at www.creatingyumminess.com and you're invited to call into Imperfect Brilliance with your questions Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. I look forward to connecting.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Betsy McLaughlin, and we are talking about bodies and what our bodies are telling us, the joy of bodies, and who knows where else we will go in this conversation today. And my producer told me that we have a surprise guest here, Miss Cassie Summers. So, Cassie, thank you so much for calling in here and being the joyful body that you be. So welcome to the show.
Thanks, Betsy. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. And on the first part of, I was talking a little bit about, you know, like what our bodies are telling us and some of the questions we could ask, you know, when our bodies are communicating with us kind of loudly. And I would love to know what you might ask your body when you have something going on, or any stories or anything else you would like to share with us.
Yeah, thank you for that question. Yeah, I think when I first heard the concept of even communicating with your body, I thought that's really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought like, no, doctors or medical professionals or people that have studied bodies are the ones that know what's going on. I'm just like along for the ride. And So when I started to really communicate with my body, a whole world of possibilities showed up. And part of that for me was just to even get a sense of what does communication look like?
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously your body doesn't speak to you the same way a person would.
Right.
I start to learn about energy, my light and heavy, which I'm sure you've talked about. But then I actually discovered some really bizarre ways that my body communicates with me that I wasn't even aware of until I was like, oh, is this my body communicating to me? So, for example, I don't really get, you know, the sensation of hunger, you know, like I'm so hungry. I don't really get that anymore unless my kids are around and then I'm always hungry. So I had to realize that my body was letting me know that my kids required food. So I stopped eating for them. So that was useful, actually. So then when they're not around, because I they live 50% of the time with their dad. And so I would just kind of forget to eat. And then suddenly I'd feel really weak and not good. And I'm like, what's going on? Oh my God, I didn't eat again. And I try not to do eating based on schedule. You know, we need to eat breakfast. We need to eat lunch. I started to body show me when you require food. And I don't know if this has ever happened to you. Like say you get up and you think you're headed to the bathroom and then you find yourself standing in front of the fridge. Like with the door open. Yeah. And I'm like, what am I doing here? Oh, buddy, would you want food? It's like, yes, okay, awesome. We'll eat then. Or I'll be in the middle of doing something and I get a picture in my head of like salty French fries. And I'm like, oh, so, yeah. Oh, buddy, would you like some food? Would you like some French fries? Yes. Oh my goodness. So pictures, even just physically moving like two different areas, I learned like there's so many different ways that your body actually communicates with you.
Well, I'd like to go back for a moment on when you realized that you were eating for your kids. How did you realize that? Like, and then what did you do to change eating for your children?
Oh, great question. Yeah. So, I would notice that when my kids were home, I was eating a lot more, and just, I wasn't in judgment of it. I was just like, oh, well, that's actually really interesting. I eat a lot more when my kids are here. And what would happen is I would eat, but not feel satiated. Like the hunger wouldn't go away. So then I would eat some more, but then I would feel kind of bloated. Like my stomach would feel full, but I kind of would still feel like I want to eat. So that's part of where I started to realize, I'm like, is this mine? And you know, in Access, we have the tool, who does this belong to, right? So yep. I started to ask, is this my hunger? And I got no. And then my eyes would, and this is another way my body communicates with me, my eyes will go to something and like focus on something, and it would focus on one of my kids. And I'd be like, hi, are you hungry? I'm starving. Okay, cool. Let me feed you. You forgot to tell me out loud that you wanted food.
Well, you know, and right before the break, I was talking about how connected we are to other people and asking what are we aware of. So this is a great example of that. You're like, oh, so he didn't tell you out loud, but his body was telling you, your body is tapped into his, and it's showing up very differently than maybe you would have thought. So what questions did you start playing with to have that be something that you were way more aware of?
Yeah, so one of the biggest ones was every time I was hungry, and even thirsty, I would ask, is this mine? Like, does this belong to my body? Is this someone else's? And so if it disappears, you know, it's not yours, or it would still be there. Or when sometimes you ask, I would get a sit. Oh, go ahead.
Continue.
Well, then I was going to say, and then the other way you can kind of, an indication is, it might still be there, but you get that sense of when you ask, is it mine? It's kind of heavy, like a heavy sensation or an awareness. And then you go, is it someone else's? And it's lighter that it's someone else's. So that's the kind of two ways that I played with it.
Okay. And with the... Just in case somebody listening does not know what we're talking about with the light and heavy, could you just explain how you use that with the, is this hunger mine?
Okay, cool. Yeah. So in Access, we know that everything that is true for you, even if it doesn't make sense, will have a sense of lightness. And every body, like physical body and person being, has a different sensation of that. So I never almost want to tell people like how it shows up for me, because then they'll think if it's not the same for them, that they're not sensing energy or they're not aware. But one thing you could do is actually ask your body, hey body, will you show me what's true for me? And there's actually a game you can play, and it's like two truths and one lie. So you ask your, and this is just a fun way to get yourself, and I actually use this with my kids to kind of get them a sense of what's light for them and what's heavy for them. So if you say out loud two things that are true for you, like, I love mashed potatoes. I love a good glass of wine. I love mushrooms. To the last one's not true for me. I don't love mushrooms.
You can tell by the pause.
Right? I was like, I don't want to say that out loud. Yeah, and then, okay, even you saying the pause, Betsy, is like, those are those little subtle indications, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
when you go, well, how did my body feel when I said those two things that were true for me? How did my body feel? How did my space of being feel? Was it like open and like, oh, yes, mashed potatoes? And then when you say the thing that's not true for you, you'll notice a contraction or a heaviness in your world. And when you play with those, and you could try it with food, you could try it with other things that you like or other things you enjoy, and you'll start to get a sense of this light and heavy and how it shows up for you in your body. And sometimes it's not just body, like it's your space of being as well.
That's such a great way that you described for everybody. So thank you so much for that. And, you know, and I also talked a bit about having fun with all of this and not making it, right? So not making it significant or serious. And just because something is working for you today, it might be totally different tomorrow. And, you know, are you willing to actually explore that and play with it and have fun with it? And how do you get out of any rigidity or things where you're like, but no, I always like mashed potatoes and I'm always going to like mashed potatoes and every time I eat them, they're delicious, right? You know, I'm kind of using a silly example and
yeah.
It is, right? It is one of the things that we can be so vested in that let's say your taste has actually changed and tomorrow the mashed potatoes, your body might not want them, but you're so invested in that you always love mashed potatoes. So how do you get yourself out of that rigidity?
I love that question. It's so brilliant. Because you're so brilliant. I think one thing that really I heard in a class about bodies once that you create your body. And I was like, no. You maintain your body. That's what I thought. Like you have this body, right? You're born, you have this body, and then you have to like take care of it. And you want to like maintain it. But this energy of creating your body was so light, even though it didn't make any sense to me. And I couldn't understand how could you create your body. But so I started to play with that tool and I started to look at if every day it was a new creation, I would be kind of like getting to know my body that day. As a new body. But if I'm maintaining my body, then exactly what you said, I would have to assume that everything that was true yesterday is true today.
Mm-hmm.
And then how easy is that to change your body? Not.
Right.
Sure. Right? You're expecting it. You're looking in the mirror and you're expecting to see those same wrinkles or worse, or those same, you know, whatever, or worse. And you know, you have to do this to make this happen with your body. And that's a lot of pressure and there's no fun in that for me. But when I get to look at like creating my body every day, like I'll look in the mirror and I have like, wow, I look so different today. Oh, it looks so different today. And I feel so different. And every day is kind of this new adventure of like, okay, body, like who are you today? What grand and glorious adventures are we going to have? And exploring that.
So
when I go to... Yeah, thanks. So when I go to eat, I'm really like, what would you like to eat? Even though like maybe for 3 days in a row, we were having like an English muffin with cream cheese on. And I'm like, oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's so good. And then on the fifth day, I go, hey, body, would you like that thing? And it's like, no. And I'm like, are you sure? Because we really like that thing. And my body will give me signs like almost nausea or leaning back. It's like, no. I'm like, okay, whoa. So what would be delicious mm-hmm. today?
And it really is, you know, like when I first started playing with learning how to hear my body, yes and no, because I was like, what are you talking about? This is the weirdest thing ever. And so I really had to train myself to listen, to know what my body was telling me. And it's still, you know, it's definitely an exploration every single day of, you know, what is she telling me and what can I learn and what am I not listening to, you know, and all of those things. And did you ever use, what do you call that? You know, when you do the thing with the hands, the muscle testing, did you ever do muscle testing?
I did the sway method. Yeah,
okay.
the you put your feet together and you body show me yes and you sway forward, body show me no and you sway back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I've tried that. And so, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you, how did it work for you? So you're already hearing my question.
Yeah. When I first started, it was so helpful because I didn't, one, that my body would even respond shocked me. I was like, wow, I didn't know my body would just rock a certain way to give me information.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's really useful, but I did reach a point where I started to, my body was like rocking back and forth for the awareness for other people's bodies, not just mine. And I got really confused with it, actually. So I had to like take that tool. I put it in the toolbox, not to get rid of it. And I started to do, okay, what other ways do I need to learn how to communicate with my body? And mm-hmm. then when I built up that communication and I pulled that tool back out, it was even more dynamic. And so what's so fun about these tools is that you get to see which one's going to apply to the situation or to me right now.
That's
How did you
great.
Find that tool?
Yeah, that's great. And that was, you know, so with the, you putting your feet together and you ask your body to show you a yes and show you a no. Most people sway forward for yes and sway backward for no. I have seen the opposite, right? That's why you need to ask your body to show you. And I remember when I was first playing with it, I would be in a restaurant and get up and stand and ask my body, show yes, you know, like, would you like a hamburger? Yes, no. And it was fascinating. And I had a little bit of the confusion of, is this for me or is this for someone? Am I answering this question for somebody else as well? But it did help me to just start to learn how to communicate with my body in this whole different way that we're talking about. And because I found that with the muscle testing with my hand, my finger, I could manipulate it.
Me too. It never worked.
So, it's like, well, yeah, but I can make it be a yes or a no if I really wanted it to. So that one didn't work as well as the body swaying. So, you know, now I can weigh much, you know, I can get the energy of what a yes and a no is, you know, and I don't have to stand up and do the body swaying test anymore. But that's how I started when I was first, you know, playing with this a few years back. So
yeah, me too.
You know,
it's a great one.
It really is. And it's, again, you know, the all of these different things, there's other muscle testing things I know that people use. Some people, you know, play with pendulums. Other people, you know, they have all kinds of different ways that they can get answers. So again, what works for you? And we're just here today to talk about some different possibilities and different things you could start playing with. And it just sounds like fun at all. And I believe we are coming up. Yep, we sure are. Cue the music. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes for more Imperfect Brilliance, talking about our amazing bodies. Stay tuned.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going Om? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, beautiful bodies out there in Radio Land. This is Betsy McLaughlin, and I'm having such a good time talking about something that, gosh, you guys, we all have this, a body. And I have a surprise guest with me today, Cassie Summers, and we're just having so much fun talking about bodies and how you can learn to have more communication with them, and some fun questions and tools and games and exercises you could play with. And if you guys are looking for me, my website is www.creatingyumminess.com. And Cassie, how could people find you?
Well, first I have to acknowledge how awesome that website name is.
Say that again. I'm
it's
sorry.
So good. I said, first I have to acknowledge how awesome that website name is, Creating Yumminess.
Oh, thank you.
It's so good. I love it.
Thank you.
If people would like to find me, they can find me at www.cassie, C-A-S-S-Y, Summers, S-U-M-M-E-R-S, .com.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And of course, we're both all over Facebook and pretty easy to find. And I did forget to tell everybody when Cassie popped on to surprise us and say, hey, I'm here today, that she is an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, as I am. And so she loves facilitating and doing classes and traveling around. And she's, yep. So I just wanted to throw that in case you were like, who am I? Which, you know, for me, because I forget a lot of times to kind of tell people a little bit about me and then, you know, who my guest is and or my pop on surprise guest. And, you know, so a lot of what we do is, you know, we coach people, we facilitate classes, and we empower people to ask questions and know that you guys, you've got it. You're a gift, you're magic. And today we are talking about the magic of our bodies and how we can really exponentialize our relationships with our bodies to create more joy, more ease, more everything than ever before. So, Cassie, what are some of your secret sauce questions that you like to ask your body that contributes to everything I just said?
Woo! Secret sauce questions. I love that.
Your secret sauce questions. I don't know where that came from, but that was fun. I love it.
Me too. I think one thing is that I have a constant ongoing conversation going on with my body now. Like at first it was very like, oh, I forgot to ask. Oh, I forgot to ask. And now it's like this, this continuous communication. Right now I've actually been including my body in conversations really differently that I haven't before. So this might be some of my secret sauce. But I've been asking body, what are you aware of with the world?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what do you
aware
of?
That's how I started this conversation today, talking about what are we aware of. So continue. That is just, and this, guys, this was not pre-planned. I didn't know Cassie was even calling in. So how amazing are we all, right? And how connected are we? Just boom, baby. Okay, go.
Yeah. And so the bigger, kind of including my body in the bigger conversation, the day-to-day is so important, and it's such a great step. You know, what do you want to eat, body? What do you want to wear? Like these kinds of things. But also, like, yeah, body, what do you wear? So I'm in Canada, and you guys just had an election in the States. Yeah, my body was doing a lot of like kind of funky things, and I have a lot of friends from the US, and they're like, oh, all this stuff's going on. And so I'm over here thinking, well, it's not my country. Of course it affects me, but I'm not like, you know, that close to it. But my body's doing a lot of, you know, interesting things. So, okay, body, does it, okay, what are you aware of? And then I get a sense of the election, and I'm like, oh, are you tapping into that? Are you aware of the stress other bodies are going through? And just playing with that, we talked about that light and heavy. And even mm-hmm. having that conversation will start to change things. So sometimes we think, oh my God, if I find out my body's aware of the states, what am I going to do about it? I can't change the election. What if it's more about just starting to have that conversation, and then it starts to unwind, and then that ease starts to show up. And then you can ask, do you require anything, body? Is there anything I can do for you, you know, to have mm-hmm. a little bit more ease with whatever you're either aware of or whatever gift you're being to the change the world's asking for?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that a lot of my, like, my questions lately have been a lot bigger. And if you would have asked me, you know, even 5 years ago, I would say I would not have totally been able to like get on with that. My little body here could be aware of like a massive, you know, tsunami somewhere across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
And now, yeah, you're right.
That's the other thing I talked about. So how does your body show you weather things? Just curious.
Yeah. Well, and it's so fun to play with weather because I'm so acutely aware of it in my area. I would say actually this year more than ever. I'll be like, oh, we're going to get snow in a couple of days, you know, oh, we're going to get rain, mm-hmm. and just kind of really aware of that. When it's something global, it seems to be like a different energy for me because I don't have the proprioception of like, I'm not so physically close to it. My body's not so physically close to it. So it shows up very different for me, that mm-hmm. sensation. So sometimes it's even, you wake up in the morning and I'll have this like a bit of like a, you know, when you know something that you don't want to happen is going to come, like you're like, oh, I'm going to have to like take the garbage out
yep.
or whatever.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're just kind of like, oh, like that. Oh, this is something that's going to occur that might not be that fun. And so when something like that shows up and you can, so how does that show up in your body? My shoulders are usually hunched over. I just have like a little bit of like a low energy going on, you know, or like, mm-hmm. Breath or something, and then I'm like, oh, is this so, body, what are you aware of? So that's my go-to question. Body, what are you aware of? What are you perceiving? Those are like the two, and I get different awarenesses from those questions asked differently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes, yeah, I'll kind of, and I talked about getting pictures, I'll have a picture of like massive rain, or I'll have a picture of you know, maybe something going on with the animals or something different with the earth, or you know, buildings collapsing. And I'm like, oh, wow. So is this something coming in the future? Is this something going on right now? Is this something from the past? And then allowing go ahead.
I'm sorry. I thought you were done. When you say that you have you get a picture, could you explain that piece as best that you can?
Yeah. So, okay. So if you were to close your eyes right now and try to recall like a really fun memory that you had.
Okay.
So you might be able to see the colors that were there. Like, I'm picturing Christmas right now because it's snowing outside and I just drank hot chocolate with my kids. So you'll see the light. You'll see maybe it's a Christmas tree setting. You'll have some memory, okay? And the memory isn't like a photo. It's a energetic snapshot of something that occurred in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So when I have when a picture comes up, I'll just be like going about my day and I'm looking through my eyes, but then, oh, suddenly it's almost like there's a memory, but it's not something I've experienced. So like those French fries, even like when I was talking earlier about suddenly I have a picture, I'm like typing on my laptop and I have a picture of French fries in my head and I haven't seen an advertisement. I'm not near a restaurant that has them. And I just see that picture. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Body, are you asking for fries? So when I'm like asking my body for an awareness, oh, what are you aware of? What are you perceiving? And if I have a picture of like massive rainfall, then I'll ask, oh, are we going to have massive rainfall here? Is this occurring somewhere on the planet? I'm using that light and heavy to get more clarity in what my body's perceiving. So is that a good description of those pictures showing up?
It is for me. I'm wondering because I'm also a very visual person. So, and I see pictures all the time, but I'm wondering not everybody is. So I wonder for them, what would they, so if they didn't see a picture, I wonder what the other sense might be. Would it be maybe a smell, or is it a, an idea? Is it a, I mean, what would it be if you don't see a picture? I'm just curious because I really don't know the answer to that.
me too. I've also gotten words like, have you ever had a word pop into your head?
Yep.
Like you, maybe you play those games even and you have to like say a word that rhymes with blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, and then a word will pop into your head. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So say you're asking your question, hey body, what are you aware of? And a word might pop in your head, fire. Oh, fire. Is there going to be a fire? Is a fire occurring right now? Is there going to be one in the future? And you can kind of ask that question.
Yeah. And then you may or may not get an answer right away. It may be something that shows up later. You could get a hit, where you get a definitive answer. And that's one of the things, if you're willing to play with all of this without an expected outcome. So let's talk. I know we've only got a few minutes left, but let's talk about that piece.
Yeah, no expected outcome.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I think, and that's a lot of where we go, oh, my body's not communicating with me. But here's the thing is, if you acknowledge this, is that your body has, since the beginning of its birth and before, it is communicating with everyone and everything. It's not that it's not communicating, it's that you haven't been acknowledging the communication,
mm-hmm.
and then playing with that communication so that it creates more for you in your body. So if you have any expectation on how that communication shows up, then you're really limiting the possibilities. So when I started to really I didn't know that my body could send me pictures. That was completely outside of the realm of what I thought was possible. But if I had decided my body only shows me in muscle testing, or my body only shows me in, some people when my hands tingle, I know it's true, but it's only when my hands tingle.
Right.
So then I would have limited, my body would have been sending me pictures all day long. And I would have been just oblivious to that,
right?
That it was actually communication.
Right. Well, and that's, that's such a great point, and I'm so glad you brought it into this conversation. And it made me wonder this question that I'm going to ask for myself as well as, anybody else. I wonder how many different ways our body talks to us every day that we never even hear. Right. And so with that, how many different ways does our body have to try to get our attention or tell us something? And it, you know, it's just kind of, I wonder what else how else I could hear my body that, you know, so just in exploring this conversation today, this is just really, really cool. And as we round out our time together, first of all, thank you again for calling in and saying hi to everybody.
Thanks for letting me.
You're so welcome. Tell us what is either, you know, depending on time, your favorite or your two top favorite things that you do.
Oopsie. With my body? Yeah. But I think we're at time. But I would say dancing, movement, and, you know, being with kind, caring people and touch, hugging, bars, body processes, that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much, Cassie.
Thank you, Betsy.
Thank you all for listening and tuning in and having fun with your beautiful, beautiful bodies. Take care, everybody.